right, let's go. Guesting today looks like this. Kevin Hagan coming up at the top of the next hour. Hour number two, we'll talk Alabama with him. And Josh Newberg coming up. We'll get down to Tampa, St. Pete, and hang out with him a little bit. Talk some state of Florida football. A lot going on. A lot going on out there. So let's hang out, see what's happening. 888-702-5494. Let me repeat that. This is a number that you ought to keep in your memory banks. You don't need to write it down or bookmark it. Just remember it. 888-702-5494. And on Twitter, at Bill is King. Bill is King. One word. And email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, when we were going to sign up for Twitter, this was, I'm guessing 08-ish, 07. I don't remember the year. I don't remember the exact year, but our agent slash business partner was going to set it up for me and said, I'm going to go Bill is King on Twitter. I thought, you know, that's kind of cheesy, kind of silly. And then I thought about it more, and it's catchy. I mean, at least you remember it, right? Yeah, you don't forget it. Let's put it that way. You don't forget it. Bill is King on Twitter. It's something you don't forget. So it's pretty simple. Anyway, so from that angle, I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. So what is happening out there right now? What are we going to get into? Where do you want to go with this? What do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with today's show? Bill Big D has tweeted the show this morning, says, your talk, Bill, with Kevin Hagan will be quite interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts down there in the Alabama football facility. There's quite a bit of them. And you know what? I mean, that's life. That's life. A lot happening down there right now. They're coming off a game where they got embarrassed, which is not something that we expected from the Death Star. No longer the Death Star. You don't get to keep the name the Death Star when you get waxed like that. But it was still a hell of a year. I mean, how many programs in America right now, if you would have told them before the 18 season kicked off, the first game of the 18 season, how many programs would have said, you know what? Or you presented this to them. We'll give you 14-1 as your record, or you can just take your chances. I'd say 99.9% would take the 14-1, right? But that one was a Clemson game where they got beat up significantly. So it's embarrassing. And a lot of coaches that we all assume would be around have either been asked to leave or fled the facility down in Alabama. Now, you know, it's interesting because there are two sides to every story, and you only get the side from the person who's telling it. For example, Josh Gattis. You heard the audio clip, and I should have sent this to Charlie. I will. Charlie will have it this morning. But it's him on a show. Was he with Pat Smith? I would like to properly attribute it, but I got it from Pat Smith off Twitter. Pat was the longtime Feinbaum confidant. He's not with him anymore now that Feinbaum is associated with ESPN, but he was with him all those years when Feinbaum was local in Birmingham. And anyways, it's Josh Gattis, who is now the Michigan offensive coordinator, who will be calling the plays for Michigan. And he's talking about how his last meeting with Saban was one where he sat there and just took a double dollar sign chewing, a rear end chewing. Now, his angle on this is that he was telling Nick that he was leaving, and Nick was trying to get him to stay, and he was screaming at him. He was chewing that rear end. The Alabama angle on that one is Gattis was not going to be back. They were not happy with him. So there's two sides to that. You get the Gattis angle, and then you get the other angle on that one. It's my understanding that the changes at Alabama aren't complete either. You haven't seen the end of it yet. Now I'm talking about from the assistant coaching ranks down there at Alabama. Nick ain't happy. Can you imagine? Think about this. Can you imagine the atmosphere down there right now? If you're employed in the football facility under Nick Saban, can you imagine what that atmosphere is like day to day? And what your feelings are day to day when you have to go in there and wonder, what's going to happen to me today? Other than going to the guillotine, what is going to happen to me today? That's just the way it is. I mean, if you're not cut out for it, don't do it. It's a high level of expectation, which can get, and I don't know if the word toxic is the right term here, but it's a high level, and not many are cut out for it. That's why it's hard to be so good. If it was so easy, everybody would do it. It's not easy. But that ain't the place to go if you want a hug every day. That's not the place to be if you want to sit around in a circle a la 1970s and get out your acoustic guitars and sing Michael, Row Your Boat Ashore or Kumbaya. Yeah, yeah. You want to sit around in a circle and hug and talk about nature and sing Kumbaya, that ain't the place to be. That's not where you're going to get that. Maybe go to Nebraska with Scott Frost, who says he's not going to scream at anybody. Maybe that's where you want to go. But we'll talk with Kevin Hagan. I just like the different styles. When you're talking about football programs, I just like to study the different styles. I mean, I'm not suggesting that there's one style that fits all. I'm not saying that you've got to be just like Nick Saban to win, where everything is high intensity, everything feels like diaper rash. I'm not saying that. That seems to be his formula. It works. It works for him. I'm just saying. Anyways, Berg coming up, Florida State. Things not going well there. Now the difference in Alabama and the Noles is the Noles aren't winning. And as opposed to Alabama, there looks to be no leadership. And Johnny Five-Star isn't flocking to Florida State. You've got to remember, everybody, and I lived this, through the 90s and even during the lost decade, Johnny Five-Star, there was a period of time, and I mean a long stretch, where more of the Johnny Five-Stars wanted to go to Tallahassee, wanted to go to Florida State than any other school. I mean, it was the sexy location. You could be a California kid, Lorenzo Booker. You could be a Southeastern kid. You could be a Midwestern kid. Didn't matter. You could be an Eastern Seaboard kid. That was the place you wanted to go. More so than right now Alabama or Ohio State or wherever. Okay? More so than those schools. That was the place to go. If you were Johnny Five Star, not, I don't even mean position specific. I mean any position. That's where you wanted to go. Defensive end, skill player on offense, DB, whatever. That's where you wanted to go. It's not the case. Willie Taggart has killed that off. Well, and Jimbo had been prior, not prior. Jimbo had been recruiting well. The last recruiting class wasn't real good for him, but he was in a big snit. But Willie has completely, if there was any remnants of that left, Willie Taggart has killed that off. Totally killed that off. Totally run that off. I'm at basketball last night. We're at our big rival. We're on the road at our big rival, and we held on and won the game. Matter of fact, I was so excited. Probably many of you noticed this. I have two Twitter accounts. I've got mine, and I've got one that I handle for the school, the high school, the girls' basketball team. I'm the one who tweets for the basketball team. And I was so excited during the game last night that I didn't realize that I was on my account, not the basketball account. So I'm tweeting, we won. Now, I went in and deleted it. I typically don't go back and delete tweets. I've got nothing to delete. I don't have anything that I look back and say, damn, wish I hadn't said that. I just don't. I mean, I tweet what I tweet. But so I'm at basketball last night, and I tweet. First of all, we had a young freshman win the game, hit a three at the buzzer with about a second to go. And I tweeted that. But what had happened is I thought I was on the basketball account, and I was trying to find names of the various girls, and they weren't pulling up. And the reason why they weren't pulling up is I was on the wrong account. You know how your account memorizes names that you're used to using, Twitter accounts, Twitter handles that you're used to. And I was trying to pull one up, and it wouldn't pull up, and I couldn't figure it out. And later I figured out, well, the reason why is, you idiot, is you're on the wrong account. Anyways. So I was there last night, but I was looking at Twitter and all the college football talk, basketball talk, whatever it was. And we were hanging out. And one of the guys there has a freshman at the high school here who's like 6'6", 260. He's going to be a big-time offensive tackle recruit. And many schools across America are already taking notice. This guy is about 6'8", his wife 6'2". And the baby, the freshman, is 6'6", 260 and hadn't even really started filling out. I mean, he's going to be 6'7", 6'8", 320 someday. Maybe bigger than that. I mean, literally bigger than that. Plays basketball, plays football, wrestles, does all that stuff. Does it all. Anyways, so we're talking. He was up visiting unofficially now, just hanging out at Tennessee this last weekend. And his dad is originally from Knoxville, but lives here in the 615. Now, actually, he played basketball at Navy. But he was up there on Rocky Top and met with Pruitt and Cheney, and T. Martin wasn't there yet. But met with them all and said, Jeremy could not have been more polite, more nice, more reasonable. Jeremy is a hellacious recruiter, Jeremy Pruitt. Now, he might be a red A double dollar sign behind the scenes, which apparently he is, but said he couldn't have been nicer. Now, Jeremy's got that whole redneck thing going, right? That's true. I mean, he is what he is. He's a country boy. You're not going to have Jeremy Pruitt, when he speaks, sound like he's a polished politician. He's never going to sound like that, right? He is what he is. And he doesn't give a damn what any of us think about that either, which is a good trait. Not giving a damn is a pretty good trait in many cases. Not in all cases, but in many cases. In his case, it's okay. But yeah, he said it was fantastic up there. On Rocky Top, baby. Just wonderful up there on Rocky Top. Anyways, you want to get in this morning, 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Yeah, I got to figure out when I'm on the wrong account, I got to take notice of that. That happened to me last night. It doesn't happen to me much, but it happened last night. I'm all excited. I'm tweeting, we win, we win. And then I realized nobody in that audience gives a damn. I'm on the wrong account. I'm literally on my Bill is King account, which is predominantly college football and grilling. It's college football and grilling on that account, right? And I'm tweeting, we win, we win. Not realizing that the people in that audience don't care. Bill, exactly what did you win there? All right. Let's get the first break here on the Wednesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on I-24 westbound at Bell Road and a stalled vehicle making things slow for I-40 eastbound at Spence Lane and Murfreesboro Road. Trinity Lane still full on either side of I-24 and I-65. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check out their website at icusecurityinc.com. I'm A.J. Rose.
Volunteer Property Design LLC in Goodlettsville is reminding motorists to slow down around school zones and never text and drive. This safety tip is brought to you courtesy of Volunteer Property Design LLC. Serving Middle Tennessee with quality service and pride, there are local full-service residential home improvement experts. For kitchens, bedrooms, bathrooms, drywall, decks, and much more, give the pros a call at 615-559-3196. That's 615-559-3196. Volunteer Property Design LLC. They're professionals who care.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for limited time only.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Yeah, a lot of people this morning are pointing out, hey, Bill, Tate Martell transferring to Miami. Yeah, a lot of people hit me up this morning. Karen is, others are, the Beast. Says, Bill, you see in Miami? What's going on with Manny Diaz? Just landed two former high school All-Americans, Tate Martell and Bubba Bolden. The vibe around the program has changed in 2 weeks since the energy vampire left the program. Bill. Also, Jeff Thomas has reverse course as well for them. Manny, now let me tell you about Manny Diaz. He was here. Yeah, he's a Miami kid. His dad was formerly the mayor of Miami. But he was here for quite a while, a long time. He was at MTSU, which is the borough, which is about 30 minutes from here. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is a booming place, too. I mean, growing like crazy. And a good athletic department, too. He was the defensive coordinator there. I need to go look. Somebody bean count that for me. How many years was Manny Diaz at MTSU? Anyways, he lived up there in the borough, and he is one of those. How would I describe Manny Diaz, the new head coach at Miami? He is one of those life of the party guys. He's one of those guys that walks into a room, and he takes control. He starts talking. He tells a couple jokes. He says something that's funny, and everybody gravitates to him. He's that guy. Now, I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying it in a positive way. He's energetic. So when it comes to selling Miami and selling the program, and again, he's from Miami. He went to Florida State, but he's from Miami. When it comes to selling it, he'll be really, really good. Yeah, he'll be. I'm trying to think of all the coaches in the past. And I'm not going all the way back to the five natties. Obviously, that's the heyday. That's your Camelot at Miami. But he is a guy that will sell it naturally just with his God-given skills of communication. He'll sell it naturally better than anybody they've had in a while. Now, how does that translate to winning and losing? That's somewhat different. Now, we gotta take that and watch it on the field develop. But I'm just telling you, he'll be a magnetic salesperson for Miami. Now, he's never been a head coach, so I'm not saying he's going to be one of the great recruiters in America, but he might well be. If it's getting South Florida to once again recognize Miami as a place where you can go, a destination, getting players to once again say, you know what, I don't have to leave South Florida. It's here. Everything I need to win and have a good time and get where I want to go is right here. Manny Diaz might be that guy. Now, again, on the field, we'll see. We'll see. Let me be Debbie Downer, and I'll get the call here. 888-702-5494. Let me be slightly Debbie Downer. I don't know that getting Tate Martell is a big deal. I've never been a big Tate Martell's big-time player guy. When he was a five-star in high school out of Bishop Gorman and in Vegas, and I saw his games. I watched a lot of them. And he was a pretty dominant player there. But as it translated to the next level, I just didn't see it. And I talked to the Rivals guys and the 24/7 guys, and I didn't bring it up a lot, but I would say, guys, I think you're really reaching here, which they did. They reached big time on that one, ranking him. I don't know that he's – first of all, he's not quite 5'10". Well, he's 5'10"-ish, right in that area. And you know what? It didn't matter with Kyler Murray. He's not Kyler Murray. He is not that player. Number one, he does not have the arm talent of Kyler Murray, and you're not going to be nearly as athletic as him. Now, Tate Martell can run around and make plays. He can. He can do that a bit. But he's got way more limitations than Kyler Murray. It's not even fair. I shouldn't even be bringing those up in the same sentence. They're not even remotely close as players. And I didn't know why Ohio State took him, Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was not going to get, after Dwayne Haskins, where he wanted to get with Kyler Murray. Or with Tate Martell as the quarterback. I never understood that. And look, Urban Meyer's used to getting big-time names, right? But that was not going to work out. Let me get Bob in Pittsburgh, who's dialed us up here. Hey, Bob, what's up, bud?
Hey, Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Aliquippa. I'm gonna call you the mayor. From now on, you're the mayor of Aliquippa. We're gonna.
All right, Bill. I don't think you want to do that. I think the mayor'd probably be insulted. He's liable to come looking for you, Bill, and you don't want that.
I hear you. No, I don't want. My dad and my brother both did their pediatric residency in Philly. They loved it up there. Matter of fact, they told me that they could have. And you're in Pittsburgh, but they told me, if they had to do it, they could have stayed up there. They came back to Wilco, but they could have stayed up there. They liked it.
Bill, I always tell everybody, Pittsburgh's the best-kept secret in the country. It is so nice.
Pittsburgh over Philly? Over Philly?
Yeah. You know what? Philly is so congested, and there's a lot to do in Philly, but there's a lot to do in Pittsburgh. You can get around, and I have a good friend of mine in Philly, and we always talk about all this stuff. But Pittsburgh's so much nicer.
How long does it take you to drive to Philly?
It takes me about 4.5 to 5 hours.
It's that far.
Generally, it's about 5.5 to 6 hours, Bill. But I kind of roll when I go. So get on a turnpike and just cut it loose. But it's on the other. They're in opposite corners of
right.
the state.
That's right. Yeah. That's
but
right.
Also a big rival for Pittsburgh. Big, big hated rivalry. I mean, the Pens and the Flyers just absolutely hate each other.
So Philly and Pitt, just as far as inside the state, whether it's sports or whether it's whatever, those are big rivals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything. Everything across the board, Bill. You know,
yeah.
Philly's not very well liked over here in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure in Philly, Pittsburgh's not very well liked either. So,
right. No, I hear you.
Plus, we're probably about, what? A third of their size or you know, fourth of their size, something like that. So they're a huge major city where we're kind of like a smaller city, I would think.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Well,
I hear
Nashville,
you.
But you know, we're not that big. So but anyway. Hey, you know why I called? You were talking about Saban and you know, Alabama's atmosphere and how it's different down there and some people can get away with it. You know, Bill, I think there's two things you gotta add to that. First, you gotta know what you're doing. And the players have to respect you that you do. They have to respect that knowledge. And second, you have to win. And I mean, when you get a guy like Saban, that when he walks in the room, everybody runs for cover.
Right.
You know, right? Joe Paul was that way. But we have a basketball coach up here now that screams his head off every day or every game, and sometimes I think his head's going to pop, and he can't win. And he's got all kind of problems with the players.
Yeah, if you're a
control.
Screamer and you don't have anything to back it up other than you're just screaming, you're toast, right? That's true.
Yeah, and Bill, wouldn't you agree that applies to any kind of style?
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So I think that's got to be there. But hey, listen, you were talking about the national championship and them expanding it and all that. You know, Bill, I'm going to be really radical here. What I think you ought to do is go back to the old bowl system. You know, where the Big Ten and the Pac-12 play every year in the Rose Bowl and the SEC's in the Sugar Bowl every year. And go back to that. You have the five or six major bowls. And then right after that, you pick the team. You know, get rid of the conference championships. Pick the four teams that survive the bowls that look the best and have the best record.
That would be interesting. Yeah, that would be interesting. The other thing they've done, hey, Bob, is they've killed New Year's Day. New Year's Day is just totally almost irrelevant as far as bowl games and remember how exciting it used to be on New Year's Day,
Bill? I used to start getting food ready on the 31st for New Year's Day because my butt was not getting out of the couch off the couch.
Right.
I had everything laid out in front of me and you know, my buddies would come over and we even had a cooler inside the family room so we wouldn't have to run up and downstairs to the refrigerator.
Hey, I'm not walking up those stairs for that beer. Put it right here.
We are not missing a play, Bill. But you know, yeah, I think that if they did that, that would make New Year's Day important again. It would bring that back, that tradition. The teams would have something to play for again, and you would have that excitement again that you used to have. And I think they're going to ruin the game. They're heading toward pro football because when you put eight in, how long is it going to be before, you know, 9 through 16 are whining and crying that they should have been in, and then you're going to go to 16, and all you have is a lower-paying NFL.
I hear you, man.
And the beauty of college football is what you talked about this morning. You know, you have a system like Alabama that's completely different than Ohio State's. It's completely different than Southern Cal's. It's completely different than Penn State's or Georgia's. And it's nice to watch these different philosophies clash and play on the field and, you know, watch them develop off the field. So that's a big chunk of the interest for me. So I sure hope college football doesn't go that route, but it does seem like it's headed that way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
So,
Bob, stay in touch, buddy. Yep.
That's all I got.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you there, Bob. Let's get the break. It's supposed to be the bottom of the hour. I think we're a little bit past that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A collision on I-40 eastbound just before Fessler's Lane on the right shoulder. I-24 and I-40 both getting speeds in the 40s around the eastern split. That wreck on I-24 at Bell Road is slowing everyone down from Hickory Hollow to Haywood. I-24 is slow past Trinity Lane and has a bit of a hang-up at the eastern off-ramp towards Spring Street and the western off-ramp towards Shelby Street and Interstate Drive. Business owners, find out how you can get $15,000 in new business. Call 615-579-8566.
James Hunter Painting in Brentwood is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. James Hunter Painting has been leading the industry with quality and pride for years. For residential, commercial, interior, or exterior new construction or remodeling, call the pros at James Hunter Painting today at 615-870-9602. That's 615-870-9602. James Hunter Painting, turning your dreams into a reality.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for January, try the delicious pizza sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, you all right? I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be in that area on Friday. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster just around the corner. So if you happen to be in the area, come on by. Southern is a fantastic place. Love that place. Matter of fact, those of you who come into town, I always recommend if you're looking for places to hang out, staying at the Omni and you want to go down the street a little bit, see some different things, Southern is a fantastic place. Southern Steak and Oyster. We'll be there on Friday doing the show. 7 to 9. Now, Charlie has the first hour because they don't open the doors till about 7. So CC takes the first hour, does a fantastic job, and then we take over at 7 from the Southern. Always a pleasure to be in there. 888-702-5494. Randy says this morning on Twitter, at Bill is King. Bill just turned into the show, just tuned into the show, and heard the discussion about college football bowl games. He says the bottom line is college football is driven by money. As long as the revenue keeps growing, the playoffs will keep going. Well, yeah, I mean, that's always going to be the driving force. And you know what? Even though I have disagreements with things, I can't be a hypocrite. I mean, capitalism is the thing. That makes our little merry-go-round go in circles the right way, right? So I'm all about it. Now, I may not like what they've done with the playoffs or the way January 1 looks and things like that, but I get the capitalism part of it. I don't want to be a hypocrite there. If I'm running a bowl game, I'm all about the money. So I don't want to be hypocritical here. But no, that's a good point. Good point. Back to down in Tuscaloosa. Now Kevin Hagan will be with us top of the hour. So about 23, 24 minutes, Kevin Hagan will be with us. And we got a lot to talk about. There's one thing going on with Saban that I'm a little worried about. And that would be bringing back Sark. It sounds like they're going to do that. Now, again, I don't know that for sure, but that's what it feels like, right? That hasn't been announced officially, right? Somebody bean count me on that one, too. But I don't think that's a good idea. And I think that's what Saban is going to bring back people he's familiar with. Well, let me walk that back a little bit. If he can, he will. And Sark is somebody he's familiar with. Now, remember, he fired Baby Kiff after the Washington game when Baby Kiff weirded out on us. Baby Kiff and that Washington game, which was never in jeopardy, even though he didn't look like he had any clue. Kiffin did not look like he was even connected in that game. It was very weird. And he elevated Sark for the Clemson game, and I don't think Sark cost them that game. I'm just not a big Sark guy. And Kiffin's going to bring Saban's going to bring him back, which I not that Nick is interested in my opinion. I'm sure he's not. I'm sure right now he's not listening, thinking, "What do you think, Bill? Who should I go get?" Now, if I was Jimmy Sexton, oh, he'd be listening. But I'm not Jimmy. But that's one that I will disagree with. And I don't know why everybody – well, I don't know why Nick thinks the offense was broken. This was a dynamic offense this year. In every capacity, it was dynamic. Now, again, Clemson game got your A double dollar sign kick, but that could happen to you. I mean, that might happen. But bringing back Sark, I don't think is a good idea. And it sounds like that is trending. Somebody needs to get to Nick and somebody get to Miss Terry. No. Get to Miss Terry and tell her this is not the right thing for Nick to do. Because I don't think, other than Miss Terry, other than Jimmy, nobody else is going to tell Nick what to do. But I'm officially, if you want to know where I'm at, I'm officially not on board with that hire. Now, all of you who don't like Alabama, that'd be quite a few of you. Tennessee fans, Georgia fans, Auburn fans. I should have mentioned Auburn fans first, right? So let me do that one again. Auburn fans, Tennessee fans, Georgia fans. Anti-SEC, that group, bunch of you out there are anti-SEC. You need to root for Sark. Yes, bring Sark back. be the ultimate downfall of Nikki. I endorse Sark. I hope Sark calls every play, and I hope that the entire time that he calls every play, he's wrong on every play call. That would be you anti-Alabamers out there who aren't into it, who are sick of the whole Alabama's dominating thing. There's quite a few of you out there like that. I know. I know. I hear from you. You make it quite clear where you stand on it. I get it. So what else is going on out there? I got home last night. I didn't get to see much of the basketball last night because I had been out. I had a high school game. My daughter's in her last year of high school ball. And I don't want to miss any of the games. I'm not going to get to go. When she goes down to South Georgia to play college, I'm not going to get to go down there much. I've got a job. My job does not involve me heading down to South Georgia. So I'll be here. So I'm watching the final high school games and enjoying them. So I got home, and Tennessee was blasting Arkansas. Tennessee basketball, man. And I go back to the 70s. I'm a 70s kid. And I go back to Ernie and Bernie, which was the Camelot, the heyday of it. But Tennessee basketball right now looks like maybe it's better than it's ever been. Tennessee men's women's basketball is not coached a lick with Holly Warlick. Vanderbilt fans can relate to that here in the 615. Their basketball team, their women's team is dreadful. It is. You're talking about not coached a lick. It is awful. And the men's team is not very good either here at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's more of a basketball school than it is certainly football. It's actually a baseball school, but or a bowling school. But I got home and Tennessee's in triple digits against Arkansas. And Arkansas has never gotten itself back to the Nolan Richardson early 90s heyday, which I loved. I could go back to the Eddie Sutton 78 Final Four team or the Nolan Richardson early 90s teams, won an Addy that one year. I can go back to those. I remember those vividly. That's when I was just totally affixed to basketball, to college basketball. Just totally immersed in it. Loved it. Couldn't wait for the next game. Now, not so much. But Tennessee basketball is something else. And I got to admit, when they hired Rick Barnes, I'm just saying, I wasn't all that excited about it because he underachieved at Texas. Whatever he didn't get done at Texas, he is absolutely getting done at Tennessee. Randy says, hey, Bill, maybe he's bringing back Sark because he needs another challenge. I mean, he's already winning national championship games. Maybe he needs another challenge of fixing another coach. Paul, son of Gatoron, says, Bill, I assume Sark was bringing the bottle. Well, I don't want to be mean, but that's a little bit of a worry, right? Peter says, Bill Vol's hoops are Final Four legit. They look like it, don't they? Now, you get to the tournament, you never know. I mean, you can get that one bad day where the other team plays their best game. You're not quite right. They're banking threes from the elbow. And then you lose your confidence. You never know. But Tennessee looks like absolutely a Final Four team. Tennessee has never been to the Final Four ever in the history of the school. Men's basketball. Women's, tons of times. But men's, no. Gator Dave said, Bill, when you do get to head down to South Georgia, we'll have to make plans to meet up. Oh, yeah, I'll get down there to see you, my friend. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America says, Bill, Tennessee basketball looks very impressive. They do. And, again, I take it all the way back to the I go back to the 70s. I go back to listening to Ernie and Bernie on the radio in the 615. Bernard King, Ernie Grunfeld. Let's get one more break here. Kevin Hagan coming up at the top of the hour. Just getting started. Wednesday edition. I need to get my days right, man. I don't even know what day it is. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash near the Jack in the Box is slowing traffic on Old Hickory Boulevard at Burning Tree Drive. Still clearing crashes on I-40 East just before Fessler's Lane on the right shoulder and another on I-24 at Bell Road. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Looking for a gift you'll appreciate and love for Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, or just because? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Get the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville. Offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. Couples massage, therapeutic massage, skin care, body treatment, manicures and pedicures, and don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs. Experience the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown. For more information, call 615-717-7511. That's 717-7511. Or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com.
WNSR weather. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Sunday this morning, high 52. A shower or two this evening, low 38. Showers likely across Music City Thursday, high 53. More showers Thursday night. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
Hey, damn right about that. Omni Nashville Hotel. Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday. Come on by, man. I usually get the, what is it called? The Tennessee Tea. It's steak and eggs and biscuits. And it's as good as it sounds. Karen says, after the Clemson game, the new not-so-deadly Death Star. Miss Terry and Nick are going to take it to the lake. Yeah, that's not happening. Karen is playing the wishful thinking thing there. That ain't happening. Nick ain't going out like that. Got to remember now, Nick does not have anything else going on in his life that can replace his day-to-day love of the, quote, process. Nick's not like, let's say, Spurrier, who, let me go play golf or whatever. Some coaches have these other passions, right? Some of them do. A lot of them don't, actually. Coaches are coaches. But Nick's got nothing to do. I mean, he doesn't want to be on that lake full time. He got a $10 million place on the lake. Hobie, a lawyer down there in Peachtree City, he's got a place on that same lake. It's been a while since I've talked to him, but he'll see Nick in church there in the summer when Nick takes that 1 week or 2 weeks or whatever. But a lot of times Nick will go to that lake in the summer when he gets that rare vacation. But he'll fly back to Tuscaloosa for business and then go back to the lake. He can't even stay at the lake long without going back to Tuscaloosa. He's got his Mercedes dealerships. He's got one here. Got one here in the 615. I hear the commercials everywhere. But he's got no other passion. If he didn't have football, he doesn't do anything else. What else does he do? He literally does not have anything else that he wants to do. He is I want to be in my office grinding every day. And the topic every day is football. I don't want to get away from this. I don't want peaceful days where I've got so much latitude to do anything I want to do. Freedom. Take trips, see the world. He don't want any of that crap. He's not into all that crap. You know what? I'm like him there. I'm not either. I'm not looking forward to some day where I can just sit in a hammock with an umbrella drink. Or I can go to the golf course. Or I can travel the world. That is not my thing, man. And now many people, that is the thing. But not me. Yeah, I agree with him there. Jeff 2 says, Bill, eagerly anticipating your interview with Mr. Kevin Hagan. He always is a wealth of information. But today's interview has the feel of being a little bit more important than any interview in recent memory. Thank you, Kevin, for all you do. Thanks, Bill, for having Kevin on. Yeah, Kevin, we'll have him on here in a couple of minutes, and we'll see what he's able to tell us. Again, the Josh Gattis thing yesterday, that audio clip was making the rounds of, I got it from Pat Smith. I don't know if it was an interview with Pat Smith or who it was with. I apologize for not properly attributing it. If somebody wants to tell me where it originated, I'd be happy to give him credit. But he was talking about how he was in there getting a butt chewing for about 20 minutes. And then when he got out of there, that Harbaugh was on the phone to offer him the job. Harbaugh is going to hand things over to Gattis. Now, Gattis has never been a coordinator. Now, he is a very good – I'll tell you this, Michigan fans. You're getting a hellacious recruiter. I don't know what you're getting in a play caller because I've never seen him do it. But you're getting a really good recruiter. I mean, an outstanding recruiter. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. But the Alabama side of that ain't the same as Gattis' side. Because Gattis was saying that he was telling Saban he's leaving. Saban was mad because he's trying to keep him. That's not my understanding of that. Yeah. You know how it always goes in life? There's two sides to every story. That's the case in this one, too. Omni, we'll be back. Hour 2, Kevin Hagan.